Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Those who teach that a child of God cannot fall from grace either have not read or do not believe 2 Peter 2. Peter wrote of Christians who had turned away from living by God's commandments. They had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then they became entangled again in worldly ways. The latter end was worse with them than the beginning. 2 Peter 2:20. How could they become entangled again if they had never left the world for Christ? And only those who are Christians have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter further argued that it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2:22. Is Peter arguing that it is better not to be a Christian than to be an apostate? If that is not what he is teaching, I have to admit I have no idea what he had in mind. But every honest student of the Word will have to admit that Peter was showing that a child of God can fall from grace. If one does not get that impression from the preceding text, he cannot miss that point in the last verse of that chapter. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog has turned to his vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter 2:22. I am fully aware of the negative connotation of this verse, but it was written by divine inspiration. We may not prefer the language Peter used, but it expresses the Lord's displeasure toward backsliders. A few verses from Jeremiah will provide further insight into the Lord's attitude toward backsliding. The Lord also said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. And I said, after she had done these things, Turn unto me. But she did not return. And her treacherous sister saw it. And I saw, when all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away, and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And the Lord said unto me, The backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Jeremiah 3:6-8, 11 and 12. How can anyone read these verses from 2 Peter and from Jeremiah and still maintain the impossibility of apostasy? The Holy Spirit designed these and many other passages to show the danger of falling away from the faith. The author of Hebrews makes this truth too plain for anyone to deny. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. What gospel preachers must do is to preach the truth of God on this and every other topic. That was Paul's reason for reminding the Ephesian elders that he had not failed to preach the whole counsel of God. Acts 20:28. Do you honestly believe preachers will not be held accountable before God for failure to preach the Word fully and faithfully? May God help all preachers to know the Word and to preach it vigorously and uncompromisingly. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.